I see it.
Who can it be?
It is Saruman. Remember the words of Éomer? He walks here and there as an old man, hooded and cloaked. Your bow, Legolas, get it ready. It is Saruman.
Well met indeed, my friend.
Now, stop him, Legolas, or he will put a spell on us.
Put away that bow, Master Elf, and you, Master Dwarf. Pray take your hand from your axe haft.
Might we know your name?
As for my name, have you not guessed it already? You have heard it before, I think. Yes, you have heard it before.
I, Saruman!
No! You need not raise sword or bow or axe against me.
Mithrandir. Mithrandir.
Well met. I say to you again.
Gandalf! Beyond all hope, you returned to us in our need. What veil was over my sight?
Gandalf, you are all in white.
Yes, Gimli. I am no longer Gandalf the Grey. I am Gandalf the White now.
But what befell you in Moria?
Yes. Tell us how you fared with the Balrog.
Name him not. Long time I fell. Long I fell, and he fell with me. We fought far under the living earth where time is not counted. Ever he clutched me and ever I hewed him till at last we came to the endless stair. Then from lowest dungeon to highest peak we climbed, ascending in unbroken spiral in many thousand steps until on Durin's tower I threw down my enemy and he fell from the high place and broke the mountainside where he smote it in his ruin. Then darkness took me, and naked I lay upon the hard horn of the world, and each day was as long as a life age of the earth. And so at last Gwaihir the Windlord found me again, and he took me up and bore me to Carras Galadthon, where I found you but lately gone. Healing I found there, and there I was clothed in white. But come now, time is short. War is upon us, a war in which only the use of the ring could give us surety of victory, and the ring has gone beyond our reach. We can no longer be tempted to use it, but neither can we hope to help the one that bears it.
Then you have news of Frodo. How go things with him?
I cannot say. Many perils lie still before him. But now, Aragorn, son of Arathorn, you must go to Edoras and seek out Theoden in his hall, for you are needed there.
But the hobbits!
Yes, we've come far to seek them. What of them?
They are safe with Treebeard and the Ents.
The Ents? Then there is truth in the old legends about the giant shepherds of the trees.
Yes, and Merry and Pippin's coming to Fangorn was like the falling of small stones that starts an avalanche in the mountains. Even as we talk, I hear the first rumbling. Saruman had best not be caught away from home when the dam bursts.
In one thing you have not changed. You still speak in riddles.
In riddles? No, for I was talking aloud to myself. It's a habit of the old. And now to Edoras. We have spent all the time that is allowed to a meeting of parted friends. Now there is need of haste.
Quickly they made their way back through the forest, and they spoke no more until they stood again upon the grass beyond the eaves of Fangorn.
I have never seen a horse the like of this before.
Nor will you again. That is Shadowfax. Does he not shine like silver and run as smoothly as a swift stream? He has come for me.
The Dark Lord has 9 riders, but we have 1 mightier than they, the White Rider.
Gandalf the White I am, but Black is mightier still. You are wise and swift, Shadowfax. Far let us ride now together and part not in this world again. Come, my companions, we ride. We ride to battle and war. Ride on!
In episode 6 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye. Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe. Boromir, Michael Graham Cox. Gimli, Douglas Livingstone. Legolas, David Collings. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan. Pippin, John McAndrew. Treebeard, Stephen Thorne. Éomer, Anthony Hyde. Éowthain, John Livesey. Ugluk, Brian Haynes. Snaga, Gordon Reed. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The directors were Jane Morgan and Penny Lester.